Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Binigyan ng 4 na buwan ang mga naghahanap ng asylum upang magbasa ng kanilang aplikasyon o nanganganib ng deportasyon mula Australia. Sinabi ng Minister ng Imigrasyon, Peter Dutton, ang kanyang ipinapalagay ng mga Peking refugee ay ginagastosan ng mga taxpayer ng milyon-milyong dolyar na kabayaran para sa welfare. Ganun pa man, sinabi ng mga tagapagtaguyod, ang mga balakid ng pamahalaan ang pumipigil sa marami na magpasa ng kanilang aplikasyon. Narito ang pinagsamang ulat nila Garrett Borum, Biwa Kwan at Andrea Nierhoff na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ayon kay Peter Dutton, tapos na siya sa kanyang tinatawag na mga illegitimate o hindi lehitimong mga refugee. Inianunsyo ng Ministro ng Imigrasyon ang isang non-negotiable o hindi na mababagong deadline na unang araw ng Oktubre para sa 7,500 katao na dumating sa bansa sa pamamagitan ng bangka na magsumite ng aplikasyon para sa proteksyon o kung hindi, sila ay mapapaalis o madideport. Sinabi ni Ginoong Dutton, panahon na para matigil ang pananamantala sa kabutihan ng Australia.
If people think that they can rip the Australian taxpayer off, if people think that they can con the Australian taxpayer, then I'm sorry, the game's up. And we are not going to allow people to take Australian taxpayers for a ride. We are prepared to support people who are legitimate refugees, but we aren't going to support people who are just accessing welfare, accessing taxpayer benefits, and then refusing to provide any information in relation to their protection claim.
Sa pakipag-usap sa ABC, sinabi ng independenteng senador Nick Xenophon na naniniwala siya na magiging popular ang hakbang na ito.
I think that the government realizes that this is something that has public support or that it appeals to their core constituencies and the constituency, and I think it's something that will be prosecuted by them. It's important that we are calm and methodical and fair about this, but it also raises the question as to whether this would have to go through the parliament. I think it could probably be done by administrative means to bypass the parliament, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Ayon sa pamahalaan, 50,000 asylum seeker ang dumating sa pamamagitan ng karagatan sa loob ng 5 taon, sa pagitan ng taong 2008 at taong 2013 lamang. Halos nasa 20,000 ang kasalukuyang tumatanggap ng benepisyo mula Centrelink na noong nakarang taon ay nagkakahalaga ng halos 1.4 bilyong dolyar. Ayon sa koalisyon, hanggang sa hindi pa nagiging penal ang pagproseso sa mga individual, ito ay magpapatuloy sa pagbibigay ng Medicare, papayagan ang mga bata na pumasok sa paaralan at pumasok ang mga tao sa trabaho. Sinabi ng Human Rights Campaign Director para sa grupong advokasya na Get Up na si Shen Narayan Nasami sa Sky News, ang pagsubok na magpasa ng aplikasyon para sa asylum ay hindi kinakailangang maging mahirap.
It isn't that, you know, that they are fake refugees as the minister is claiming. It is because there is no process and there is a lack of lawyers, there's a lack of interpreters that could help people to fill out these forms. And as someone who has studied the legal system here in Australia, they aren't easy forms to read even for someone like me because, you know, that they are very, you know, legal forms and you need time and you need appropriate legal representatives to help you with your process. So giving time until October is definitely not enough.
Sumasang-ayon naman si Ian Rentoul mula sa Refugee Action Coalition na hindi sapat ang ginawa upang makatulong sa mga bagong dating na alamin ang legal na sistema sa Australia. Dagdag pa nito na marami sa tinatawag ng Ministro ng Imigrasyon ng mga Peking refugee ay nahihirapan.
If people have been in the community for 3 and 4 years without making their refugee application, they are there because the Australian government has dumped them there, has left them there in limbo without the support to actually make the application. These people would have made an application 4 years ago. They would rather have their application already processed, they would rather be in the community, they'd rather be working in the community on their way to citizenship than to have been dumped the way the government has dumped them. Life is very hard for someone who is on, you know, a bridging visa, and the government now is saying they're going to make life even harder for people.
Samantala, sinabi ng Asylum Seeker Resource Center, higit pa itong kikilos at hihingi ng payong legal sa pagsubok na pahabain o patagalin ang taktang panahon na ibinigay ng pamahalaan. Sinisisi ng punong ehekutibo ng sentro, Con Karapangiotidis, ang birokratikong proseso sa pagpigil sa mga asylum seeker na magpasa ng kanilang aplikasyon. Sinabi niya, mahigit 1,000 sa mga kliyente ng sentro ay ilang taon nang sumusubok na ipasa ang kanilang mga claim, ngunit patuloy na nagkakaroon o humaharap sa mga balakid na ipinapataw ng pamahalaan.
They waited 4 years to be legally allowed to in fact lodge an application. As in, when they tried before they got their invitation letter and the bar was lifted, their applications were handed back to them and told to go away. Because they created this Kafka system called Fast Track, whereby if you arrived by sea, the only way you could apply for asylum was when the minister personally intervened individually on your case and lifted the bar, allowing you to apply for asylum.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.